From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
So let me guess, when you lock people down, they go out and spend a lot more money and the economy's boomed. Am I right?
No, not really. No, this is, we're talking retail trade figures, which were released yesterday by Stats New Zealand. So this is retail trade for the third quarter, or Q3, as we call it. Look, it was never going to be pretty. It was just a question of how ugly the numbers were going to look. So nationwide consumer spending fell significantly, and there are no gold stars for you out there if you guessed that Auckland led the charge down. So a record fall in retail spending for the Auckland region. Now, total volume of retail sales fell 8.1%. By value, they fell 7%. Now, the thing here is, Mike, is that the market was expecting a slightly bigger number. So it was not as bad as expected. Maybe they were expecting perhaps 10 to 11% fall. Auckland, though, fell 15%. So there you go. There's a $1.5 billion fall in retail spending in the September quarter in the Auckland region. Now, the Auckland region normally accounts for 35% of national retail sales. But here you get a very significant contribution of 78% of the fall in total sales volume this quarter because, of course, the extended restrictions in the Auckland region. Now, consider this, though, Mike. This is the third quarter. So that's July, August, September. And those astute listeners out there will note that we didn't actually go into lockdown until the second half of August. So that 8.1% fall for the quarter, but all of that is in the second half of the quarter. I suppose if you look, sort of take a bit of a step back here, Mike, though, and look at the numbers in total, there's fuel for the argument that the effect of the lockdown and bounce back will be less pronounced than the 2020 experience, and that will unfold in the fullness of time.
We will look forward to seeing the facts. Adrian's day today.
Big day for the Reserve Bank, the final act for monetary policy for 2021. And when you think about it, Mike, it's been a heck of a ride for the application of monetary policy through the last couple of years, really, hasn't it? 2020, 2021. I mean, as an investment advisor, navigating the last couple of years has certainly been challenging. But you do have to recognise that running monetary policy would have been particularly daunting. So, big day for Governor Orr and his team. There is, I think, a universal expectation amongst commentators the official cash rate will be moved higher. The big question is by how much. Governor Orr has historically noted that commentators should focus on what the bank should do rather than speculating on what they will do. So let's ask quickly that question. Well, look at the mandate, Mike. Look to the mandate. What are they required to do? Whether inflation proves to be transitory or not, the extent of the surge in inflation means that the RB really does need to react. And I think there's a high level of risk associated with leaving the OCR at the stimulatory level that it is. There's plenty of factors that do support the removal of the level of monetary policy stimulus that we have at the moment, not just current inflation, inflationary expectations, where we think it'll be. It's either above or right where the RB mandate suggests it should be. Remember, 1 to 3%, midpoint of 2. That by itself argues for a less stimulatory setting. Employment. We're looking for maximum sustainable employment. With the unemployment rate for the third quarter of 3.4%, you could argue that the employment market has already overshot maximum sustainable measure, and the problems could get worse. Think about wage pressure, skill shortages. You're not going to see any relief from relaxed border restrictions. And you have to think about asset prices as well, specifically house prices. 30% house price jump in the last 12 months. What will they do? Well, we'll find out later on today. But there are two ways to look at this, Mike. 25 basis points, that's consistent with their recent kotuku analogy of being considered and measured, but wield a big stick on the expected future path, or deliver the shock tactic, go hard, go early. We've heard that before. 50 basis points. Now, I tend to favour the first option. I think they'll go 25 basis points. That is consistent with their recent commentary, but wield that big stick on the expected future path and let the market forces do the work for them.
All right, what are the numbers?
Dow Jones, 35,580, down 38 points. The S&P 500 is down 20 points, 4662. The NASDAQ getting hit a bit harder. It's down over 1%, 15,678. The FTSE 100, 7266, up 11. The Nikkei, up 28, 29774. 7-point gain on the Shanghai Composite, 3589. The ASX 200 gained 57 points yesterday, 7410. We bounced back on the NZX 50, up 0.64%, 12,688 on the currencies, 0.6944 weaker against the US dollar, 0.9615 Aussie, 0.6165 euro, 0.5188 pounds, 79.84 against the Japanese yen. Gold is lower, $1,782.60. And here, Mike,
here we go.
Here is an illustration of market psychology. Brent crude. It's up. Yeah. The oil price has gone up $81.99 because people are expecting a bigger release from those strategic reserves than we actually got. So there you go. Jeez, market psychology 101.
Exactly. See you tomorrow. JMIWealth.co.nz. Andrew Kelleher.